Hey there. Before we get going today, I want to give you guys a few discount codes for our products and our show sponsors. So please don't just zip through this. If you're listening to the podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off your order of any of our products at hardwick.life by using the code HardwickFF25. That's HardwickFF25. Because we consider you friends and family. That's FF. That's Hardwick FF25. And the website is hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but it's hardwick.life. In case you've missed it, we've lowered the price of that Lose Like a Lineman and Lose Like a Lady program all the way down to just $25. That's a one-time fee. It's not monthly. It's not recurring. And yes, because you listen to this podcast, that Hardwick FF25 code will take 25% more off of that. So if you want me to do the math for you, that's $18.75. And the Facebook support group is now $0. Why? Because I get a bigger kick out of seeing people reclaim their health and reclaim their lives than I do making money. So why not make it free, Nick? That's what you may ask. Because I do believe it has to sting a little bit in order for you to make it happen. If it's free, you're going to treat it like it's free, which means it's going to end up in the recycle bin. The psychological term for that would be called the opt-in. Also, thank you to the show sponsors and products that I've been using for years now. Bubs Naturals and Julian Bakery, both are tremendous products. I highly recommend them both. For 20% off of Bubs Naturals, use the code HARDWICK20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off of Julian Bakery, use code Nick Hardwick. That's just my name. Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. And lastly, if you love this show and it benefits your life in any way at all, even if it's a tiny way, please rate and review us wherever you listen to the show. Something as simple as a 5-star rating, not asking too much, and a love this show, Jamie is the best, will help boost our rating so more people can see us. And who knows, maybe their life gets better too. Thank you, guys. Now let's get to the show. Hey, gang. Welcome in to the Hardwick Life Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Hardwick. All right. So I'm going to title this one, Exercise Less to Lose More. Stick with me. Maybe I should say initially. Our weekly Lose Like a Lineman Zoom check-ins, they've been great, by the way, and they're starting to fill up with some new faces. And I just wanted to say, one of our new guys this past weekend mentioned he was really excited to be in there, and we're super excited to have him. But he's been doing two-a-day workouts as he was just getting going, and he really wanted to speed up the process a little bit. And then he asked, well, Nick, what do you think? And so I think I surprised him a little bit with what I told him, and then a lot of the guys in the group supported that. They followed it up, and here's kind of what I told him. It was along the lines of this. I said, I think it's a common thought process. Unfortunately, it is also one that oftentimes counterintuitively leads to failure. And it's not your fault if this is your thought process. I think most of the guys who come into the Lose Like a Lineman program, they've got some significant weight to lose. They've let things get out of control, out of hand for a little too long. And they finally decided, man, enough is enough. And they're ready to start fighting for their health. And that is awesome. And we want to applaud that by all means. They're ready to get going. And also, many of the people coming into the program are coming from an athletic background, a military background, a sports background. They're action takers and they're doers. And they think that their success or failure is going to come from the work that they put in. So they hear diet plan and immediately they start thinking of two-a-days, mat drills, or boot camp. And that's the it's go time kind of mentality. Guys, I can't stress this enough. That mindset is not required for weight loss. In fact, it can work against your progress. The only requirement for weight loss is for you to create a caloric deficit. I mean, you can exercise like a madman if you choose to do that, but just know that if you can't maintain that pace for an extended period of time, more than likely, you're going to end up in the same place you started. You're going to be tired. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be feeling like crap. And you're still going to need to lose that damn weight. So let's look at why this is the case. So in this groundbreaking book, Burn, New research blows the lid off of how we really burn calories, lose weight, and stay healthy. Herman Ponser, he's a Duke professor of evolutionary anthropology. He revealed the years of field research behind what he coined the constrained total energy theory, which proposes that our brain will adjust our metabolism so that our bodies will stay in this fairly narrow range of daily caloric expenditure, which means how many calories you burn, or as you hear it termed a lot, calories out. There is this hunter-gatherer tribe called the Hadza in Tanzania. They're regularly studied by researchers like Ponser because they live very similarly to the way that our ancestors used to live. Humans have been around for 2.5 million years, so they're trying to figure out how the body was designed from an evolutionary standpoint. This allows researchers to understand, you know, that from that evolutionary sense, how do we use that in our modern day world, which probably looks nothing like what it used to look hundreds of thousands or millions of years ago. What Ponser found was that the Hadza people walk 15,000 steps a day and they burn on average 3,000 calories a day. He then contrasted that with a sedentary New York apartment living human who walks about 3,000 steps a day. And guess what? They also burned on average about 3,000 calories a day. His theory proposed that exercise and workouts, they don't significantly add to the weight loss efforts since there is a theoretical ceiling on the caloric output, the caloric expenditure. And that's roughly 3,000 calories a day. He did point out that exercise does aid in helping to maintain weight loss. We'll talk about that in a little bit once that has taken place. However, there are momentary exceptions to this theory, by the way. On occasion, guys like Michael Phelps, he claimed to have burned 10,000 to 12,000 calories a day, probably more like 5 to 7. And folks running Ironman triathlons or ultra marathons, they can outpace that 3,000 calorie threshold easily per day. But these are extreme outliers operating in a season of their lives. And that pace, as we discussed earlier, it can't be maintained for very long. It can't especially be maintained for a lifetime. And I believe it is very important to not conflate the elite performance athletics with regular human life. And we do this way too often in the health and nutrition space. It's not the same game, folks. It's just not. For most of us mere mortals, all of the toiling around, working out 2 times a day, it's doing nothing but pulling from our other systems in the body that require energy. They require calories, like your immune system, your hormonal system, your reproductive system, your digestive system, your growth and repair system, your brain. All of these things and plenty more require energy. So after having helped, watched, cheered on hundreds of people attempting to lose big weight and tracking what is successful and what isn't successful, I do subscribe to the constrained total energy theory that Ponser proposed, or at least some concept that kind of acts like it. So before I learned of the science behind it, I wrote about it in my book that working out too hard will actually hurt your progress. And I felt this just because, hey, I'm going on a run and all I could think about is getting home and having a bacon cheeseburger and fries on the side and a milkshake and let's do this because I've earned this. And man, my body's thirsty and I'm hurting and I'm tired and it's just looking for repair. It's looking for energy to be able to keep going because it doesn't know, hey, what are you going to ask of it tomorrow? So it needs to refill. So when I read this book, I was able to understand the why behind the practical experience that I had gained from myself and from working with plenty of clients. I've just seen too many people start off with that 75 hard mentality and they end up 12 days into their program wondering how the hell they're going to live the rest of their lives like this. They realize they can't keep up the pace. They're hurt. They're tired. They aren't sleeping well. And the worst thing for a diet is they're hungry all the damn time. We're trying to fight that. Sound familiar? Why do you think that is? Well, when you're beating yourself up in the gym, you're running countless miles on the road, your musculoskeletal system is taking up too much of the body's daily allotment of calories to fuel and repair itself. The other systems, they have to take a hit based on the theory. You may find yourself with low patience, high stress, disrupted sleep. You keep pushing through that and you're going to find yourself with an upper respiratory tract infection, which is common among athletes who push themselves to the limits. Lower sex drive than usual, also common amongst athletes that are pushing themselves to the limits. You fight through that, and I promise you, success isn't on the other side of overtraining. Sickness and injury, most likely, is on the other side of overtraining. The trick in weight loss, this is it, is to create and maintain a caloric deficit. There is a ceiling on the number of calories you can burn. Keep that in mind. So if you can't consistently burn more than 3,000 calories a day on average, then the best way to lose the weight and to keep it off is to limit your caloric intake, to worry about the floor. If I can't do too much about the ceiling, I need to worry about lowering the floor. Limit your caloric intake. So I got to reiterate, despite what your fitness tracker may tell you, whether you're going hard in the gym or not, you're only going to burn around 3,000 calories per day. No, you didn't burn 1,200 calories in 1 hour in a hot yoga class, like a friend of mine who recently shared on Instagram. Sorry, buddy, didn't happen. I know. Your tracker said you earned 4,700 calories today. What your tracker can't measure is, and doesn't measure is, and probably doesn't give a hell and just wants to make you happy, is how much of a hit your other systems suffer when you are pushing yourself beyond those 3,000 calories. And I guess the important question to ask is, how is eating the amount of calories your Apple Watch says you earned worked out for you? Am I right? So this is the hardest part of the program. At the beginning, I am asking you to work out less. That doesn't mean sit on the couch now. Walk as much as possible. Stand whenever possible. But work out less. Save your energy for making good food choices. If you do need to work out for your mental health, I totally get it. I appreciate that. It's important as hell. Just don't go so hard in the gym that you feel like you need to refuel your body from the session or that you earned that burger. No, no, no. We're losing weight, remember. Keep that in mind. We're losing weight. So as you lose weight and get closer to your ideal body weight, we will need to begin to ramp up the workouts to continue to lose the weight and, more importantly, to be able to incorporate more calories back into our diet and to maintain the body weight that is going to serve us best for the rest of our life. The reason behind that is the margins between calories in and calories out, they naturally become slimmer and slimmer as you get lighter and lighter. So we're going to have to work out harder to fight for those incremental improvements. We're going to get to that next week, but you're going to be able to bump up your workouts to ensure you're staying at the 3,000 calorie burn while you're in a smaller body. And also your body will be in a better, safer position, less stress on the joints at a smaller size to be able to work out. And for those just starting and with a lot of weight to lose, you've got a big, big time caloric margins to play with from what you're currently eating and what you're going to be eating on our program. And lastly, because I hear it all the time from the overzealous bunch and the people coming in, Nick, I don't need that fourth 600 calorie meal on the 4 day. It's too much food. I'm not even hungry. Isn't that funny? And you think you got in the position that you're in by eating 2,400 calories a day? I'm going to go ahead and call BS right now. Because if you're needing the Lose Like a Lineman program, you've been eating way more than 2,400 calories a day for a long time. I'm 6'4", 230. My basal metabolic rate with little or no exercise requires me to ingest 2,400 calories to maintain this size. So if I eat less than that, I'm going to lose weight. If I eat more without activity, I gain weight. So 2,400 calories isn't going to be enough for most of you out there to gain weight unless you're already small. In that case, what the hell are you doing here? So if you believed in the constrained total energy expenditure theory, even partially, you've most likely been eating way more than even 3,000 calories for a long time. Now here's the thing. when you eat nutrient-dense food full of lean protein, packed with fiber, 2,400 calories, does seem like a lot of food. Now, when you're eating oil-laden, fatty, overprocessed food or fast food, you can eat a ton of calories very easily and not even know it because you aren't giving your body the nutrients it requires. So it stays hungry and it stays on the prowl for more food. And usually you take that out on your pantry late at night. The moral of the story is, eat good, nutrient-dense foods, stay away from processed, prepackaged, fast food bullcrap, and find yourself eating less calories easily. And to start, take it easy on the workouts, worry about controlling your calories, be gentle with your body, walk, don't run. Guys, hope this helps. Till next time.